For all those in and around Sarah. So we're holding Simon Reish Dalet. We're up to Sif Ches, continuing the bracha. Primarily, we're discussing Shahakal over here with some other stuff sprinkled in. Any kind of food or drink that we eat for medicinal purposes, eat or drink for medicinal purposes, in taimum toif, if they happen to taste good, and your throat enjoys it, if you make a bracha on it before and after, you have to make a bracha achrayna. Right? And says the Rama, slightly different point, but we'll do the Rama because it's a short mishabur on it, so let's do the Rama. If somebody forces somebody to eat something, someone puts a gun to someone's head and said, "You better eat this, or I'm going to shoot you." Even though you do have enjoyment, since it was an oinus, in the name of the oil mayid and the rush. Let's see the mishnah beruah on this. In time and type, if they have a good taste, right, Salima. If so, we're talking going back to the first part, the mechaber, the medicine. You really had no desire for them. So if not for the fact that you needed to take the medicine, you wouldn't have had them. You're only being forced to eat it because of your health issue. Since lemaisa, you are having anah from it, that you can still make a bracha. Has no anah. Even though you are enjoying it, even though you are getting cured by it, you don't make a bracha. Basically, what Mishnah Berurah is telling us, right? So it says, as we said many times, it's also hanes mayel mazeh believe bracha. Eating something that's the hana is the hana of eating. So if I'm the fact that I'm having hana that it's going to cure me this medicine, that is not considered the kind of hana that requires a bracha. When the Chachamim said that you have to make a bracha on any kind of food that you're eating, that is talking about something that is that's talking about something that is you're enjoying the eating part of it. Not if you're enjoying the fact that it's curing you.
Are we differentiating with medicine that says take with food? So I'll eat a cracker, but I don't really care for the cracker. I'm just doing it because I can't have it on an empty stomach.
But that's where he's saying you do make a bracha because end of the day, the cracker tastes good. So you would argue that I'm only eating the cracker because of medical reasons, right? Because I'm not allowed to take this medicine without what's it called, right? But end of the day, he's saying the cracker tastes good, right? So therefore, you would make the bracha on the cracker. That's exactly the case, right? That I'm not toyev lecha. I have no interest in this cracker. If not for the fact that the doctor told me I have to eat the cracker with the medicine, I wouldn't have eaten it. But still, the cracker tastes good, right? So let's hold off on the next Mr. Brew first. I just want to read over here. And the side, because it's very negeya, you have a medicine that's really bitter. But it's mixed with sweetener in order to make it sweet. So this is very classic with usually we give them to children, but sometimes adults take them also. Not every adult can swallow a pill, or certain medicines only come in liquid form. So we have this. So let's assume that you enjoy the bubblegum flavor of the antibiotics that they mix it in. Most people would say that it's not very good anyway, right? But we do have medicines, right? So there are certain liquid medicines that are mixed with a sweet drink in order to make it, what's it called? So that's a going of Shem Azam and Arbach, Shem Establish, Shem Avarachim Alev, that you make a bracha, Shay Yasal Hennes, Vayel Mazeb, Aloy Bracha. Okay, so Rav Shem Azam says make a bracha, which I don't remember learning that way. So he brings down Acham Seif and Nishmas Avram. Huva Miksav Hagarim Shem Azam and Arush. A true for sure, Ram Suka could going Kadure Mitzitzai syrup. They used to sometimes make a candy out of the medicine, right? May Achash Adam Bari Ena Mishtamish Balana. So no person who is healthy will ever take that cherry flavored antibiotics and say, oh, this is very good, let me have a drink of it, right? Right now, the theory, nothing's what's going to really happen to you. You're thirsty and you take a swig of those antibiotics if you like the flavor. But we see nobody will do it. So it seems to be two different things. Rav Shem Zalman, one place wrote that you shouldn't make a bracha, another place not. So he says, Lo yivarachan, v'rach al trufa mitzupa v'sukha shenahenem asukha l'fnei shatayim asa trufa yesh l'varach. So the way he explains it is that you have two kinds of medicines that are flavored. So if you have the medicine, then it's mixed together. And you would never, ever drink that medicine if you didn't need the medicine. So even though you mixed it with that sugar, you wouldn't make a bracha, because by etzem, it's all the medicine. But sometimes if you had something that is coated with sugar, so now you're eating the sugar before you get to the medicine. So since you're eating the sugar before you get to the medicine, there you have to make a bracha. That if it has a little sweetener, but they're not really very good. They have, I think I've seen them, but they have a lollipop that has medicine in it, right? So or so there, as far as the kid's concerned, they're eating a lollipop. But that's a Rabbi Yashiv sheyesh baruch hatuv sheyesh lei noam emeni. If you do have a noam, filu shi mara v'adova amematik hoy se eni l'tofala, eni nefteres v'bracha midin ikke v'tofala. Nisha din ikke shapaitis atofala irakish v'baruch leikam. Asha enkin kanch, eni v'baruch ala trufa, melech harif l'baruch ala atofala. The Rama is accepting the common simon ratio base. We'll get a little bit more into this. Okay, so we see that there is differences of opinions over here, whether you make a bracha. We, a little bit, in a couple of simanim, they goes a little bit more into it. Just wanted to be ma'ir that shaila that would come up if you're taking this kind of medicine, right? Obviously, the simplest solution, if your kid is going to take liquid antibiotics and he or she likes the flavor, they can have a cup of water or soda beforehand and make a shahakal, and that will remove the shaila from it. Okay, so then the Rama said that if somebody goes ahead and he eats and he's forced to eat, someone puts a gun to their head and they say, you have to eat. Okay, so you don't make a bracha. Okay, says the Mishabura. Even if you enjoy it, he says later on, and shortly, we're going to see in Sif Tes, what happens if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, is in a place that he has to eat something that's usher to eat, because he's in a makam sakana. Not that he's being forced to eat it. So he's a diabetic, and they need to eat something with sugar or something in it, or it would chas v'shalom be a sakana, and there's nothing available other than something that's usher, right? So you have to eat it, right? But there we say we do make a bracha. So why is this? Why is this different? It says over there is I'm eating a dava asr, but lamaisa I'm having an ar from over here. After gam sham achilasei de einus, even though he's being forced through his disease to eat it, shani hasim the einus ain al achila gufa. The einus is that he's sick, not on the eating. Mashenken hachash achila gufa hoye de einus. The eating itself is what you're being forced to do. Shainsam lo yosei lachal. They're forcing him to eat. Like shayech bezel achay v'levarach al nasa kimishu b'alchakarchay. And Chachamim never make a takana. You have to make a bracha on something that you're being forced to do, the etzem thing that you're doing, being forced to do. There, you're in a case of someone who's sick, or in a place he's starving to death and there's no kosher food. Over there, it's not the eating that's being forced. There is an external thing that's forcing him, so to speak, to eat. But the eating is not the thing that's being forced. And therefore, you make the bracha. That's how he explains the Ramah. The scheme of and many Acharonim agree with him. However, the Yesh Chalkum Hazeh, that those who argue, Sviru, the Kevich Asayf Sayf Nehenig Reinoi, is that even that Lamaisa, even now, okay, someone put a gun to someone's head and said, you have to eat. Lamaisa having an O. Chashiva Achilat, considered eating, but Tzarek Lavarachos, and you have to make a bracha, he siftes. The Ayim Bechay, Adam Shechriya, the Bepas, and Mocha Kedai Sviya, the Birchas HaMazah Shalem, and Atari Yavarach. So the Chay Adam takes an in-between ground. He says, the Rabbanans, if someone forced you to eat, someone put a gun to your head, right? You have to go ahead and eat it, right? And you would not make a bracha, because Chacham, I'm not going to go ahead and be mesakan a bracha for something that you were forced to do. However, when you're talking about a case of where they forced you to eat bread, and you ate enough kedei sviya, so the birchas hamazon is daraisa. So since it's a suffix, right, because we have these two different shitas, whether you should make a bracha or not, when it comes to daraisa, you should, says the Chayyadim, you should ben. So he brings that interesting one from Rav Vozna. He says, what happens when you have a child who's refusing to eat, right? We've all been there, definitely in our younger years, when we were tougher with our kids, right? So a child is refusing to eat, and you go ahead and you force the child to eat. You tell, I'm going to give you petch if you don't eat. You hold the kid down, and you put the food in your mouth, and you hold your mouth shut until they swallow, right? So he says, on one hand, right, that on one hand, lamaisa, that's not really called forcing to eat, right? Because on one hand, you're forcing to eat because you know it's good, the kid's hungry. You're forcing the kid to eat because you know it's good for the kid to eat. The kid's going to wake up in the middle of the night starving because he refused to eat supper, or is going to be unhealthy because he's refusing to eat. So you can't really compare that to being forced to eat. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, hold on. We have to be mechanech our kids in the mitzvahs the way they are supposed to be held, right? Now, the halacha is that if you put a gun to someone's head, if someone puts a gun to someone's head, they're not supposed to make a bracha. So you're being mechanech the kid to make a bracha when he's being forced to eat. Maybe you're being mechanech him wrong. Okay, so the Kavachayim writes, since Lamaisi have a shtickle shayla over here, and what you should do, he says you should really make a lot of effort to not only force the kid, but you should really work hard to convince the kid and get the kid to want to eat, not just shove the food down their throat. Let's see Siftes. If he ate some sort of food that's also because of a sakana, if you do make a bracha, as we just mentioned in the last sif, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Either it's somebody who's sick who has to eat a specific kind of food, and like we said, maybe a diabetic who's stuck somewhere, there's nothing kosher. Let's say somebody who's sick who has to eat on Yom Kippur. Of course, you make a bracha. As we'll see later on. He says, you're not really eating Yisr. Since you're in a makom sakana, your person is a sakana, the fascist if he doesn't eat. So it's not. He's allowed to eat it. So the food becomes a heter. It's not a mitzvah to sacrifice your life, except for the situations where the Torah tells us we're supposed to sacrifice our lives, but be mice and afish. But in all other cases, it's not a mitzvah to be sacrificed. You make a bracha both before and after. This person who's sick and he's stuck in such a position that he has to eat, he really would prefer not to eat it. He doesn't want to ingest my chalas asiris. He would rather avoid it. He only has to. But still, he wants to be cured. He wants to be out of the sakanas nefashis. Chashiva achilus yesh ba'anah. It's considered a food, an eating that does have anah. Right? Now, what happens if the person has to eat food, but it's a dava asa, and he is so horrified, he's so disgusted by the fact that he has to eat a dava asa? So most people, you tell them that you're going to have to eat a piece of pig, right? So from Yid, who grew up his whole life, that pig is disgusting, he would be nauseous from the fact that he has to eat that pig. So he says, like Bazoi, then there's really no hana, right? So if person is chasam in such a position that he's sick and he has to eat a dava asar and he really doesn't want to, but that's him, he eats it, he enjoys it, right? So you have to make a bracha, you're in a hana, and you're allowed to, so it's a dava eter. He says, however, if you're so horrified, you're so disgusted, then you would not have to make this bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here by Sif Yud, and Yetz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.